Hey, friends. Thanks for listening to the Axiom podcast. We're a community centered around experiencing Jesus together and practicing his ways as a community. We like to say in Peoria as it is in heaven. So this podcast is just space for discussion and exploring ideas and principles of the kingdom, and also where we post our sermons from Sunday gatherings. So please engage us online, and hope you enjoy this episode.
All right, Axiom Church. It's July, and with July, we've made a few adjustments here at Axiom. We are participating in open community and open house, and so what we've done is we've stretched our time together so you can come and go in a responsible way and still participate in communion. We won't be having the normal kids area kind of check-in in the same way that we've done before, but we will have space here for you guys to come and take communion and pray together and fellowship in that way. And so so we want you to come today, anytime between 9:30 and noon, to join us for communion as a priority. And then, of course, after this service time, we also have our Zoom hour open as well, where we'll invite you to join our prayer team to do Zoom together. Okay, so this last week, we talked about this idea of a reservoir for reconciliation. And with that, we introduced this idea, which you've heard before, is to come to the table, an invitation from Jesus to come to the table. And that would be the space where we would work out our differences and we would bring peace and love and all the things of the kingdom that are made available to each of you as you are walking and living in the kingdom here and now. You might bring it into the world and to the space that so desperately needs the kingdom of God. But you can't get it from out here. You got to get it from the table with Jesus. And so for this month of July, we're elevating the space of communion. We're elevating the space of being together and participating in that restorative reconciliation that Jesus offers us through his body and through his blood. And so over these next weeks, we're going to highlight communion together as we do that. So this week, I've titled the message that there are no substitutes. And I'm speaking of course, communion itself. There's a number of reasons why we would elevate communion here at Axiom. And you might think of a few yourself. A, it's a space for us to be together, work out our differences. B, it's a space to be reminded of what Jesus has done on the cross. C, it's a space for us to sit with those that are in different places than us. It's a testimony, it's an expression, it's a confession, but it's more than that. It's an embodiment. It's countercultural. It's a place to experience, most importantly, Jesus. And I just can't think of any way to create a substitute for that. Now, I know there's a lot of things in our world that we have substitutes for. Even like, you know, going to a concert, right? You can listen to it or watch a video online. School now, amongst the COVID-19 issues and challenges that we're facing, we see that there's an online service for in the digital age for our kids to participate in. Some of you are really happy about that. Some of you, not as much. Our work meetings have substitutes. There's things we can do there. We can get on Zoom. Or even our social gathering space. We've created some online parties, social experiments, if you will, in that space. There's substitutes for it. Even online dating, which has been around for a long time, but now you can actually go on these like live dates online, and it's a substitute. Instead of doing it in person, actually, you can just do it that way. It's unique. It's different. It's not for me, but it might be for you. But communion, no matter how hard I rack my brain or think about it, there's just not a good substitute for it. And like even most substitutes, they're not quite the same. I had the privilege one time in my life of being a substitute teacher. And it was for a seventh grade class at a school called the Aces. And I was supposed to teach math. And if you know me, math is not something I know, like at all. And so here I am at this moment being invited by default that I had to take part in being a substitute teacher for math. And I did as best I could. But by the end of the hour, all the kids had me figured out that you're not even, like, they're more qualified than I was to teach math. And sure, there was grace. But imagine if I was a substitute math teacher for this class all year long. What would happen? Eventually, the grace would run out. Moms and dads would be upset. They would be calling for my resignation. Like, you're not qualified, Gavin. Because the truth was, I wasn't. I wasn't a sufficient substitute. They needed the real thing. And in the same way, or in a similar way, I guess, when it comes to communion, it's not something that we can just talk about with our thoughts and our feelings or have a theology about or even just good ideas about what it is. We can't just read it in a book and go, yes, now I understand what communion is, and it's really good, and it's this nice thing. We need more than that. We need to touch it, taste it, feel it, and see it. Because it's more than just the idea of God sending his son Jesus to planet Earth, carrying out his ministry, ultimately leading to the crucifixion, the breaking of his body, and the pouring out of his blood. It's more than just the confession of that. It's the actual embodiment of it, the participating in it. We need more than words when it comes to communion. Because communion is a space where we work out God's very action and we participate in it. We do more than confess and say that this is a good thing. We press our whole self into the practice of communion so that it might transform the work of God's union in us and in the body. Can't just hear it on a podcast or sing about it. That would be insufficient. If it could be substituted for, Jesus could have, on his final day, just talked about it. He could have brought it up. He could have taught the teaching of it. He could have gone over the idea of Passover and what happened with Israel. He could have explained it in those terms. But instead, on his final night with his people, he decided that I don't want to just talk about this thing. I want everybody here to experience it with me together. That what he is about to do, he's about to do with all of us. And he invites all of us into it. It wasn't good enough for Jesus to just discuss it. He needed to live it out with them. We need more of that in our life. This space of working it out together with Jesus. We read this in Matthew chapter 26, verse 26 through 28. As they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed and broke it, gave it to the disciples and said, "Take and eat it. This is my body." Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood that establishes the covenant. It is shed for many for the forgiveness of sins. But I tell you, from this moment, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it in a new way in my Father's kingdom with you." Eating and drinking, two of the most normal things we do. And this is the way that Jesus decides to sum up all of his work. It's not in words. It's in presence. It's in practice. It's in eating. It's in drinking. It's embodied. And then he commands us to do the same. To participate in the blessing and the breaking and the pouring out. Because we ourselves are not just going to talk about this faith we have or learn about it every weekend. It's going to be a lived experience amongst one another. Jesus commands this of us. It's actually the second to last command, I believe, that he gives before he's crucified. The last one we talked about last week. that we're not to pick up our swords. You see, in Jesus eating and drinking, the whole story is told. And it was a redoing of everything. What I mean by that is, in Jesus' day, communion was about how you did it, what you did, but most importantly, communion was about who you ate it with. And it was a real problem in the Jewish tradition to participate in communion with certain people. Even we find sometimes in the Christian faith today that there are people who are excluded from this practice, from being invited to the table unless they meet a certain qualification. But Jesus breaks this barrier, and he tells us it's not just how or what, but most importantly, it's who. And he looks at each of us, and he invites each of us to come, sit, eat, and drink together with him. And Jesus was, of course, accused of doing this all the time with the wrong people, constantly in trouble for eating and drinking with people that he shouldn't be. And yet there he is in his final act before the crucifixion. Theologian Robert Karras Franciscan, he says, Jesus was killed because of the way he ate. Think about that. He died for it. Because there is no substitute for the real embodiment and the communion and the life that God calls us each into. It is not just words. It's life. So let us now take communion together as a church body. We invite you to join us here each Sunday this month in an open house forum, plenty of room for physical distancing, maybe as an Axiom community group or a core group or with your members in your family, to come, take communion, to live it out, to embody it fully. I also want to invite you into a time of prayer together. We have a wonderful prayer team who's been praying for you this whole season and even before COVID-19 hit. That regardless of what you're facing or going through, there's space and margin created here at Axiom to receive prayer and to give prayer and to participate in it again with one another. So you can join us by going to the Zoom link that's provided here and on our website. But we hope that you do join us. Or, of course, you can call as well. Blessings, Axiom Church. Be well, and we'll see you in communion.